Let's get into the word this morning. I have something today that I think can really set you on a great pathway of success in your walk with God. So we're at part three of Bury That Burden. If you want to listen to part one and two, they're available on the podcast. I encourage you to have a listen to those. But today we want to start with a proverb. And when we came out for the early prayer, Pastor Jim was talking about wisdom. And Proverbs is a book all about wisdom. And we can gain great wisdom from our relationship with the Lord. And the book of Proverbs is just full of great wisdom that we can apply for every part of our life. So it says this, and this is one of those weird ones that you have in the Bible, but I think it's really powerful. It says, people ruin their lives by their own foolishness, or by their own mistakes, by their own decisions, and then are angry at the Lord. People ruin their lives by their own foolishness, by their own mistakes, and then are angry at the Lord. So the message today is bury that burden of past mistakes. And I call them hang-ups. Dealing with our mistakes when we don't forgive ourselves sometimes is a burden that is hard to bury. And I just want to see some things. Hang-ups. I've called it today, bury your hang-ups. Hang-ups represent points in our lives where progress stopped. I think we can be progressing through life, going along pretty comfortably, pretty good, moving along, and something comes along, comes across us, and we find ourselves hung up, stopped. And the most hung up people are those who don't let go of past mistakes. And when hung up on our own issues, it's difficult to forgive our own issues when we're hung up on an issue because we made a mistake and we think, well, I can't forgive myself. And I think when we have that kind of a blockage in our life, it's really hard to deal well with other people. Because if we're not dealing well with ourselves, then we're not dealing well with others either. So I hope we can let the Holy Spirit deal with us this morning and bury some burdens and bury some hang-ups today that are better buried underground. Give them a funeral, as we looked at a couple of weeks ago. So you may feel better today to remember that nearly every Bible hero had their hang-ups and mistakes. And I'm only going to pick a few. We'll start with Adam and Eve. We know their hang-up. We know their mistake. Noah got drunk. Jacob was a schemer. Moses lost his temper. Samson had Delilah. King David had Bathsheba. God gave the people of Israel instructions for the promised land and they broke all of them. They didn't break a few of them, they broke all of them. Is that amazing? So maybe you've been holding back, thinking that God couldn't use you or God's not interested in you. It's time to think again. Because as we've just seen, there are so many people who God used, yet they still had their hang-ups. So let's pray right now before we move on. Lord Jesus, we just pray this morning. Have your say. Have your say into our hearts. Speak to our minds. Lord, we speak and prophesy into our future today that we may be set free of every hang-up as we have the revelation of your word enlighten our hearts today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So today we're going to bury the burden of our hang-ups. Who's ready for that? So we don't want to live our lives like with our legs dangling, because we're hung up. We got no traction with our feet on the ground because we're hung up somewhere. But God sees our now. God sees where you are today, and he sees the next, the place he wants to take us. And he also sees long-term into the eternal. Now, Jesus is with you in your now. He's preparing your next, and he assures us of an eternal place of rest with him. We call that heaven, for those who believe. So Romans 3, verse 23 and 24 says, for everyone has sinned. We all fall short of God's glorious standard. So we will say and do things below the standard of God. And sometimes we let ourselves down and we beat ourselves up and think, well, I did something that I'm ashamed of, or I did something that I didn't think I would ever do. It says in verse 24, yet God in his grace freely makes us right in his sight. He did this through Christ Jesus when he freed us from the penalty for our sins. So we've got to massage those kind of scriptures into our spirit and massage those into our lives and let them permeate who we are so that we actually start to believe what God says about us. So we were never good except through Christ, who makes us right when we repent and believe in Jesus Christ. You know, someone was criticizing our church one time, which happens fairly regularly, but someone was criticizing our church saying, well, those prayers you do, those salvation prayers, aren't really salvation. They're not right because there's no repentance. And I think, you know, if you look at our prayer, we'll do it today as well. It says that, Lord, I ask you to forgive me. That's called repenting. It's called, I want to separate myself from my sin. And so there is no way to be right with Jesus or be right with God except through Jesus when we repent and turn from our sin. That's the whole reason of church. That's the whole reason why we are Christians, is because we have repented of our sin and asked Jesus to pay the penalty. That's what the whole Easter story is all about, by the way. So I want you to know a higher hope beyond the hang-ups and the problems and the mistakes of life, because we all have them. But we don't, as I said earlier, we don't want to be caught at a place in our life where we stopped because we couldn't get past a hang-up, because we couldn't let go of something. So I want you to know today, you have a Savior. His name is Jesus. He's here for your mistakes. When your mistakes land, Jesus wants to land with them and he wants to help you beyond them. So give Jesus your hang-ups. Trust him to move you past where you've been stuck. And every single person has some place where they've been stuck sometime in their life. I hope that that's not you today, but perhaps there are some areas in your life where you've been stuck, where you need to get a breakthrough, you need to get a green light going, and you need to step forward and step past where you've been stuck. So I'll tell you a funny story. My parents wanted to build an extension to their house. They had 6 kids at the time. The youngest wasn't born yet, and they wanted to build an extension to their house. So they went to an architect. They found an architect. I remember I was a kid. This man came to our house and talked to my mum and dad and drew some designs, and he designed the extension. And I remember, you know, he went away, came back and bought the plans, and there was going to be a balcony all around this extension. It was going to be like one story up. It had a ground floor garage, and upstairs was a bedrooms, a lounge room, laundry, and bathroom, and all these, you know, amazing things. So the architect designed what my parents wanted. So they chose an architect, and he said, "Look, tell me what you need, and I'll draw it all up for you. We'll make the house how you want it." And then they chose a builder. So the builder basically has a simple job, is to follow the plans provided. You just get the plans, they go, okay, we can make these plans work. So, builder, you build what the plan shows. But what my mum and dad got hardly resembled the plan. There was no balcony. There was no laundry. It was like, hey, so the only resemblance of the plan was the builder's interpretation. But there was none of the things that were supposed to be there. The balcony was gone. He's like, decided, you don't need that. We don't need the laundry. No, don't put that in. We'll only have one bedroom. And it's like, I think there was no resemblance to the plan except the builder's own interpretation. And do that today, you're going to get sued. But I want to tell you something. Here's what you need to see in this story. God is the architect for your best life. Tell yourself that now. God's the architect for my best life. And here's the funny part. You're the builder. That is like, whoa, God, what are you thinking here? So God's the architect. He'll come and say, hey, you know what? I've seen your life, Isaac. I've seen your life, Ruth. I've seen your life, Pauline, and Jansen and all these others. And you know what? I've got a really good plan. I know how to expand it. I know how to make it better. I know how to put the balcony all the way around, put the garage underneath and have a laundry and a bathroom and lounge room and all these great things that would be really, really wonderful in this plan for your life. But then he says, hey, you know what? I trust you so much, I'm going to let you be the builder. Oh, hey, hey, hey. God's the architect of your life and you're the builder. Matthew 7 verse 24 and 26 says this. Anyone who listens to my teaching and follows it is wise. Like a person who, what? Builds a house. Like a person who builds a house. So when we listen to the teaching of Jesus and follow it, you're wise like a person who builds a house on solid rock. Though the rain comes in torrents and the flood waters rise and the winds beat against that house, it won't collapse because it's built on bedrock. But anyone who hears my teaching and doesn't obey is foolish, like a person who builds a house on sand. See, we had an architect who showed us the kind of building we wanted. And we had a builder who said, well, this will be enough. This is all you need. And you'll just get whatever I give you. And was far short of what it was supposed to look like. But God is the architect for your best life. Build and follow God's plan. See, God has a place for our hang-ups, and that's to bury them in our past. There's a place for the hang-ups, that is to give them a funeral and leave them in the ground somewhere behind you. So Paul writes that he has laid a foundation that others are building upon. And that would be, for all of us, a great legacy of ours to know that others are building on the good foundations that we left. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 10 to 13, let me read it to you. Maybe I'll get some music back now. It says, because of God's grace to me, I have laid the foundation like an expert builder. Now others are building on it, but whoever is building on this foundation must be very careful. For no one can lay any foundation other than the one we already have, Jesus Christ. Anyone who builds on that foundation may use a variety of materials, gold, silver, jewels, wood, hay, or straw. But on the judgment day, fire will reveal what kind of work each builder has done. The fire will show if a person's work has any value. So the builder chooses his own material. Be sure to choose what's fireproof in your life. Be sure to choose to build into your life spiritually things that are fireproof. Rather than being burdened by hang-ups and past mistakes, we can bury those burdens and in its place lay a foundation. So some things we need to bury to leave behind, and some things we need to build, we need to dig trenches so that we can build a foundation. There's a little bit of a difference there. If you struggle to bury the burdens of past mistakes and you're carrying hang-ups that you just can't let go of and you just can't get past, today the Holy Spirit is saying you can be free. The Holy Spirit's saying, let's do some excavating. Let's bury those things. Let's leave them here today in church. And we're going to start excavating for some foundations. One of the other things about that extension that my parents got was they didn't do the foundations right. And even to this day, if you were to visit that house, the extension is separating from the rest of the house. It's like it's always got the gap, and they would patch the gap and fill it up and do all these things. But the problem is no matter how much patching or how much reinforcing you try and put in the crack where the two parts of this house separate, it's always going to keep moving because the foundations are not solid. The foundations are not well. And I want to tell you something in your life, you can keep patching over the cracks that appear. You can patch over those things over and over again, but Jesus wants to build the foundation. He wants you to build a foundation so that the crack doesn't appear anymore, so that the crack is dealt with at the place of where it starts, not where it is seen. So some points that will get you unstuck today. Keep things in perspective. So if you are stuck, there's 4 points I want to give you that help you get unstuck. Keep it in perspective. Jesus forgives and moves you beyond those things. We need to forgive ourselves. As I said at the very start, if we don't know how to forgive ourselves, we'll have trouble forgiving others. So we need to get that right in our life. We need to get that foundation right. Lord, you've forgiven me. I'm going to forgive myself, and I'm going to step into the purpose you have for my life. So it says in Ephesians 3 verse 20, now all glory to God, who is able through his mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. That means greater. That means better. That means proper. So God wants to do infinitely more than we could ever think or imagine in our lives. He's a great architect. We just need to build according to the plans that he's providing. Second thing we need to be is honest with the Lord. Don't try to hide things. 2 Chronicles 15 verse 4 says, but whenever they were in trouble and turned to the Lord, the God of Israel, and sought him out, they found him. I want to tell you something. When you're feeling like you have those burdens of life that are difficult to deal with, be honest with the Lord. Find him. Go after his presence. Worship him. You know, one of the things I'll say that can really set you free is in that place of worship, begin to just open yourself to the Lord. Begin to sing the songs. Raise your hand. Start like this, I don't know, but begin to seek after God, and you'll find that in that elevation of Jesus in your life, you'll see a revelation of Christ come to your thinking and your mind, and you'll find things start to get better. Number 3, repent and seek forgiveness. Acts chapter 3 verse 19, it says, now repent of your sins and turn to God, so that your sins may be wiped away. Repentance also covers those areas of our life where we haven't trusted God. Where we thought, God, I'm going to hang on to this or that. I'm going to keep some things that I just can't let go of. I'm going to carry those burdens, those hang-ups. Jesus is saying, no, come on, leave them with me. Repent of those sins. Turn to God, because it is a sin when we hang on to things that Jesus has already dealt with for us. And number 4, lay a different foundation. 1 Corinthians 3 verse 12, let's build with quality material, starting with a quality foundation. As Paul said there, he said, I build like a master builder, and others have come along and built after me. What a great legacy. What a great thing to know of your life and of your example and of your walk with the Lord, to say others are following a good example from me. Others are able to walk in my footsteps. Others are able to be better because of the foundation that I have laid for them to enjoy. Can we just stand together this morning, please? So I want to pray for those who are caught by mistakes and hang-ups, particularly those on personal unforgiveness, where you're thinking, well, you know, things, I did things and I went places and saw things or whatever, and I really find it hard to forgive myself. And sometimes when we live with that burden, when we have that kind of a burden, we feel the guilt, we feel hurt, we're embarrassed, we're misunderstood. And I believe there's someone here today particularly, and you're just feeling used by life. You're feeling used by people, and you have this overwhelming sense of a burden that you just haven't been able to shake off, because you think, but I brought it upon myself. Jesus is here to tell you today, bring it to me. leave it with me and I'll deal with it. I'll carry it. I'll bury it. And you start to build the best plan that I've prepared for you. So can we lift out our hands this morning just as a sign that Jesus, I'm going to let you bury some things. I'm going to let you deal with the things that I can't deal with myself. So Lord, I'm just going to pray for you today. I'm going to pray for something to descend upon you and on your life that sets you free, that releases the burden, sets you free to build a greater building. So Jesus, we just pray today. This is a new day. It is a new season. It's a time for a new thing. And Lord, we want to do a new foundation. We're going to build with fireproof materials in this church. Every single person here today, Lord, I pray that they may begin to get in their hands treasure, gold and silver and precious gems, things that can't burn. And we just pray over their lives today that they may build a strong foundation, a good foundation, a foundation with its architect in heaven. Father, I just want you to do a declaration. And if you'll repeat after me, Lord, help me forgive myself. Let's say that. Lord, help me forgive myself. And I forgive others. I let go and put my feet back on the ground. Let's say that. I let go and put my feet back on the ground. I choose today to bury the burden. And I move on. I let go of the hang-ups. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So I just want to have one more thing. We just have our prayer, our salvation prayer. If you're here this morning, you're thinking, well, I've been a long way from God. I've wandered. Maybe you've been in church before. Maybe you've never had an opportunity to ask Jesus to be your Savior, to come into your life and forgive your sins. But this prayer is all about coming to Jesus, saying, I'm sorry, I repent, I want you to forgive me. If you're here and you're like that today, we're going to make it easy. We're all going to pray together with you. And if you're praying this for the first time or the first time for a long time and you really mean it, it's a powerful prayer. There's a translation of power to save when we confess a prayer like this. Can we pray it together? It's on the screen. Dear Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God, that you died on the cross and rose again to forgive my sins. I ask that you forgive me. I give you my life and I invite you to be my Lord and Savior. Today I am born again. I trust my future into your hands. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.